This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert. Up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Fixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Fixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a doozy defensive tilt tonight. Marion Local at Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Jackson Center 12-4, Marion Local 8-6. The last 2 years, these two clubs have collided overtime. Last year at Maria Stein, Flyers won in two OTs. 2 years ago right here, Jackson Center won in a single overtime. Well, we're trying to avert overtime. In our junior varsity game, 1.2 seconds to go. Jackson Center 37, Marion Local 35. Marion Local has got the ball. Side court near the center line. There's a long pass cross court. Ball bobbled in the corner, thrown toward the basket. Short, and that's it. Jackson Center JVs defeat Marion Local 37-35, assuring
good game.
That our varsity tilt will start in the next 15 minutes or so. It was a good game, entertaining. Earlier today here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Laramie girls went down to defeat for the first time this year in resounding fashion. Fort Laramie was 16-0 coming in against 14-2 Lima Bath, and it wasn't close. 55-33, Lima Bath clobbered Fort Laramie from start to finish, Chuck. In fact, it got worse as the game went on.
They were absolutely prepared for everything Laramie was going to do, and their full court pressure that they put on Laramie
Lormy never did attack it at all. I mean, Carla called three or four timeouts,
right,
trying to get them in the right spots, but they were off, and they weren't off one or two players. They were off as a team.
Chuck, I asked Botkins head coach Sean Powell this very question several days ago about losing the first time this year at Botkins. I said, hey, is there a good thing to dropping your first game after going 2 months without a loss? Same question for Carla Siegel. What might she say, do you think?
I think she'd say the same thing I would say to anybody that asked me when I coached. I've never had a loss that I was looking forward to.
Right.
It doesn't do anything. She can take that tape, and she can certainly find all kinds of things to work on, but you can do the same thing with a win.
Right. Well said. Jackson Center Tigers, 12-4 on the season. Winners of four of their last five against the Marion Local Flyers tonight. It promises to be a standout defensive tussle. Chuck, Marion Local is 10th out of 10 teams in the Midwest Athletic Conference in offense, first out of 10 teams in the Midwest Athletic Conference in defense. Scott Elkert at Jackson Center, 22 years here. What's he known for? Terrific defense.
Right.
First team to 40 might win this game tonight.
Well, yeah, Jackson Center's got more offense this year than we've seen in the past.
Yep.
But defensively, they're still there. And the whole thing revolves around Aiden Reichert. You get Reichert to basketball, you get him down on the block. He's got Ben Kanapke on him tonight, who's a 6'5 senior.
Right.
That could be quite the battle on the inside.
You mentioned Jackson Center's got more offense this season than in recent years. How about last night in the 60-44 win over Fairlawn? Jace Mullenauer coming on like gangbusters. We've seen him improve and improve. He's an excellent shooter out front for the Tigers. He poured in 17 more last night. Sosby, 8. Regula, 8. Reichert had 18. When the Tigers get 60 points in that kind of balance, they will win.
Yeah, well, the way they play defense and as well as they're coached. Yes, I mean, if they score 60 on you, you're in trouble.
Yep, and a week ago, Jackson Center defeated Fort Loramie. That was a week ago last evening, right here, by a score of 49-35. In that game, Mullenauer 14, Regula 12, Reichert 12. It's the kind of balance that head coach Scott Elkert at Jackson Center has been striving for the last few seasons. He's getting it here in 2020-2021.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing well. Their game against Botkins, the final score was 29-26, and you would think that was somebody holding the basketball. That's just how good the defense was.
That's going to be an NFL score tomorrow.
Yeah.
Botkins has dropped four tilts, or I should say Jackson Center has dropped four tilts, two to Botkins, both of them at 3 points. I'm sorry, the first game by 13 right here.
Right.
68-55. Second game, a 3-point loss by Jackson Center at Botkins, as Chuck just alluded, 29-26. Other setback, 36-31. Back week two against Fort Loramie at the Redskins gym. And last Saturday, 1 week ago tonight, Toledo Christian came in here and buried 11 threes, hit 8 of the first 10 from behind the arc, led by 19 points at one stage early in the third quarter, and beat Jackson Center 61-48. That's why Toledo Christian has been ranked in the top 10 in the state in the first three polls this year in boys Division IV. Kurt Guttemiller, 10-year head coach at Marion Local, outstanding job just a few seasons ago. His Marion Local team seemed destined, won the district, won the regional, beat a very good Fort Loramie team in the region that year, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, and won two nail biters at the state tournament and took the state crown. What a campaign for Coach Guttemiller and the Flyers just a few seasons back.
Well, I was there for that state tournament, and I'll tell you, both those games were just won on guts.
Yep.
I have never seen a team that willed themselves to win two games like they did over in Columbus.
Yep. Typical Marion Local basketball season, Chuck. Slow start because of a late beginning due to football. 0-4 at the beginning for the Flyers in hoops this year, and 8-2 since. 0-4 beginning for Marion Local, and 8 wins in 10 games since. A loss last night, though, at home to Minster, 50-37. Marion Local led by a point at the half. And Minster, mighty good, undefeated atop the Midwest Athletic Conference with St. Henry. Minster 6-0, St. Henry 5-0. I look down through Marion Local schedule, Chuck. This team beat Anna by 3 at the Rockets Gym, and guess what? McCain Finkenbein, 2 field goals against this Marion Local defense. That right there, in a little nutshell, tells us all we want to know about Marion Local's defensive mindset.
Well, Anna right now is probably playing the best basketball in the Shelby County League.
Yep.
And Fort Loramie last night looked really good in beating Botkins and Botkins. So for Marion Local to go into Anna and to beat them, that's an accomplishment. You wonder if Marion's ever thought about maybe dropping football so it doesn't mess their basketball up so much.
Very good senior guard for Marion Local, Alex Eich. He's going to Capital. Very good player. And as Chuck mentioned, big 6'5", Ben Canapke on the inside. 6'3", forward, wing player, Charlie Hillsman, senior. Very good receiver on the football team for Coach Goodwin. Got to keep your eye on him. He can register double digits on you. If Marion Local is able to score 45-50 tonight, that'll be enough for the Flyers to probably beat Jackson Center.
Well, they've got good teams, overall team size. I mean, they're not huge, but they really, you know, they got 6'3", 6'3", 6'5".
Right.
And that's pretty good size for a high school Division IV basketball team.
Marion Local also owns a big one-point win over Fort Recovery on the road. In that game, Eich potted 14 points. Eich had 17, Hillsman 11, and Hillsman had 15 in another big win this year by Marion Local. And against St. Henry, Marion Local lost late in that contest. Tough 2-point setback, 12-point defeat suffered by Marion Local at the hands of Botkins at the Flyers gym. That was early on when Botkins was playing its best basketball. So when you look at common opponents, I don't think there is anything to be solved. Marion Local beat Anna. Jackson Center beat Anna. Marion Local lost to Botkins. Jackson Center's lost to Botkins twice. Hey, forget all that. We are heading down the home stretch, last third of January, and whoever plays the best basketball tonight will win. These two teams are capable at this stage of the season, both with 14 games under their belt, of playing a primetime game this evening.
Well, Saturday night, for some reason, there are times where teams just really don't come out and play well.
Right.
And hopefully both teams have their A game tonight, because I'm looking forward to a good basketball game.
I'm sure head coach Scott Elker would say that about last Saturday.
Yeah.
Toledo Christian came in here not playing on Friday, played a Division I club on Tuesday, had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, traveled down to Jackson Center, which played Fort Loramie the night before, and guess what? Toledo Christian won the 13th.
Yeah, they must have a really good basketball team.
They sure do. So many thanks to our great business partners here on ScoresBroadcast.com. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Gaufney. We've got you covered. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the award-winning sports page at the SDN. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio, and Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders. Don't forget now, we've got more high school basketball action Tuesday night. Fort Laramie girls host New Knoxville as the Redskins try to rebound after suffering their first loss of the season today, 55-33 at the hands of Lima Bath. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For Jackson Center, that winning combination tonight is take advantage of Aiden Reichert in the middle. He's got an edge on the interior players for Marion Local. He's very talented, pushing 20 points a game. And when Marion Local crowds him down low, find the jump shooter on the outside. For Marion Local, the winning combination is continue that best defense in the MAC. It's number one. Charlie Hilsman needs a special game tonight. So the big component for Marion Local, keep the game in the 40s. Who knows, maybe even the 30s. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special deal lasting through this weekend at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Receive a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill. Receive it free when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets compared to the big box stores. The sale ends January 24th. 18 months, same as cash. Zero interest at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Another new business partner, Riemann Drywall in Anna, offering professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you're within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done, call on Riemann Drywall in Anna. Just a phone call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Tell you what, Chuck, it's been another one of those seasons where there's a lot of parity here in West Central Ohio. You can look at three or four different conferences. Team A has beaten Team B. Team B has beaten Team C. But Team C has beaten Team A by 10 or 12 points. Go figure it out. It's all about matchups and timing sometimes when you play, who's healthy, who's not.
Well, I honestly thought when the season started that the Shelby County League was probably stronger than the MAC in basketball this year.
Right.
But the MAC has held their own, definitely. And especially the top of the league, like Marion and Minster. Those two basketball teams can play with anybody.
Yeah, in the MAC right now, as I alluded earlier, Minster and even St. Henry unbeaten, 6-0, 5-0. New Bremen, 3-2. Fort Recovery, 3-2. Marion Local, 3-2. Those are teams 3, 4, 5 right now. A few weeks of games to be played, a lot to be decided. The upper echelon teams in the MAC will go head-to-head over the next few to several weeks.
Well, you know, we saw St. Henry. I thought they were terrible. They really must have improved since we saw them against Fort Loramie early in the season.
Well, since we saw them against Fort Loramie, they defeated Anna at the St. Henry gym.
Yeah. Anna had a huge lead and gave it all up in the third quarter.
Yep.
17-point lead and gave it up in the third quarter.
Right. Hey, don't forget, we're on the air thanks to a new business partner, Osgood Bank. Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, OsgoodBank.com. We've got the starting lineups in the tip. Jackson Center hosting Marion Local tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Scott Elkert, 22 years, head coach at Jackson Center, as I noted previously. 10th year for Kurt Guttemiller as the mentor of the Marion Local program. Kurt, by the way, a 1992 Marion Local grad, 1996 Ohio State. He's taught math at Minster High School since 1998. He coached 13 years under Mike Lee at Minster, 3 as freshman coach, 10 as JV and varsity assistant. And over his 10 years, Chuck, Kurt Guttemiller's Marion Local Flyers have won two-thirds of their games on the hardwood. He's had a great coaching career. 2 MAC titles, 4 district titles, the state championship in 2018. Last year, split 26 games down the middle, lost in the district final to a superb Parkway club. Starting lineups being introduced right now for the Jackson Center Tigers. We've got Carson Regula, 5'11 junior at guard, with Jace Mullenauer, a 5'10 sophomore. Mullenauer now right at about 10 points per game. Regula at 8. Aiden Reichert in the middle, just under 20 a game, a 6'5 senior. Trevor Sosby, a 5'11 senior. Camden Reese, a 6'3 sophomore. Both at about 7 points a game. Also starting for head coach Scott Elkert's Tigers. For Marion Local, the opening 5, Alex Ike, 6'1 senior. Brady Ronnebaum, a 5'10 junior. Charlie Hillsman, a 6'3 senior. Peyton Oddy, the fleet of foot football player, who was at quarterback much of the season this past fall, 5'10 junior. And Ben Kanapke, 6'5 senior in the middle. Ike at 12 points a game, by the way. Hillsman at 7. Kanapke at 3. Kanapke, obviously, at 6'5, the leading rebounder. Marion Local, a 62% free throw shooting team. Jackson Center pushing the 70% mark. Marion Local shoots it at about 30% from behind the arc. Jackson Center just a tad better, not much. Opening tip to start the game, won by Reichert of Jackson Center, who throws to Regula on the arc. Tigers are advancing from right to left on your computer screen, your phone, or radio dial, as you use your imagination. Reichert, mid post, back to the basket. Goes opposite to Sosby inside the arc. Fadeaway 17 footer, and he drills it. 2-0 Jackson Center.
Good ball movement that time. They did a good job of getting Reichert to basketball, and then Sosby found himself open on the wing.
Here comes Marion Local, attired in the road. Marion Local blue, gold numbers, white piping. Gold stripes down the sides of the shorts. I love those blue sneakers. Jackson Center, the home whites. Black numerals trimmed in orange. Orange and black stripes down the sides of the trunks. Here's Marion Local, foul line. It is Eink, doesn't shoot, gives it up deep left corner, Ronnebaum, bad pass, stolen by Jackson Center. Here comes Regula, bursting down the floor, nobody picks him up, the foul line, Jay, swish, and Jackson Center bolts on top 4-0.
I thought Eink had the shot that last time, and he overpassed and then turned it over.
Yep, spot on. Oh, another miscue by Marion Local. It's Reichert on the theft. He barges down the floor, little body contact, too strong on the layup. In his haste, he missed it, and Marion Local's got it. Here's Ronnebaum. Goes to work on Mullenauer. Can't shoot. Gives it up behind him to a teammate, Peyton Otte. Now straight away, Kanapke comes out to catch. 6'5", Ben gives it up. Here's Charlie Hilsman. Eink, top of the circle, picked up by Sosby. Here's the weave. Ronnebaum looks inside, no one open, he hangs on. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Jackson Center 4, Marion Local nothing. Catching outside the arc on the left. It is Hilsman, looks down inside for a teammate, can't find his hole. Jackson Center with a good switching man-to-man. Fine hedge by Reese. That stalls Marion Local's play, they restart. Head of the circle, Hilsman nearly walked, gave it up to Eink, right corner Hilsman. They want to post up Knapp, he can't do it. Hilsman revolves the ball around to the top of the circle. And Marion Local attacks again. Here's a stutter step by Ronnebaum. Pulls up in the lane. Can't let it fly. Flips it back out to Eink. 35 feet away. 5:18 to go first quarter. Jackson Center's defense right now is unbelievably good. Marion Local trying to find a crack in it. Can't. 30 feet away on the right. It is Ronnebaum into the lane, hands off to Kanapke, open, 8-footer, strong, missed the rim, rebound Fort Loramie, quickly up the floor comes Regula, stops on the arc, gives it to Sosby, deep right corner Mullenauer, now Sosby straight away, 3 minutes, 10 seconds gone, Reichert shot fake, top of the circle, on the left-hand bounce, picked up by Hilsman, interesting matchup there, into the post to Mullenauer, fadeaway 10-footer, good over Eink. Nice play, athletic move, Mullenauer. Tigers 6, Flyers nothing.
He has developed into quite an offensive threat for the Tigers.
Yep, he's a force. He can score points. He's been averaging well up into the teens over the last 3 to 4 weeks. Here's Kanapke at the elbow on the right. Gives it up to Eink. 4:16 to go here in the first quarter. Here's an elbow jump shot by Hilsman. Got it. 16-footer, Charlie Hilsman with a jump shot right through the cylinder. And that gets Marion Local on the board at 6-2. We played half the opening period. Jackson Center's got the ball 20 feet out. Here's a hard drive to Camden Reese from the right corner, and he banks it down. Good explosion to the rim by Reese. 8-2 in favor of the Tigers. Flyers try to pitch it down the floor to Kanapke, baseline right. It's high. Eink missed him, out of bounds. Jackson Center possession leading 8-2. 3:48 to go here in the first quarter.
Everybody scored for Jackson, but Reichert.
That's a good sign. Here's Sosby squeezing into the lane. Hand off to Regula. Regula goes strong to the rack. Got it for two more. Tiger fans on their feet. Timeout. Head coach Guttemiller of Marion Local, which is down 10-2. 3:34 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
For 76 years now, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, wow. furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery to 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family's got you covered. Well, we return to action. Marion Local.
Ron, a bomb hit a bomb.
Yes.
Hit a three from probably about 6-7 feet outside.
Quick,
dropping a key.
Yep. Quick trigger. He was on the tail of the Tiger logo. Beautiful shot by him. Reichert back for Jackson Center. Fade away in the post. Hits it. Reichert with two. 12-5. Jackson Center leads. 2:33 to go. First quarter. Here's Kanapke, top of the circle, swings it near side to Peyton Otte. Now Ike, he wants to drive on Sosby, can't do it. On the weave, Ron Abom, left flank, teammate Otte, chucks it up from long range, bullseye! Peyton Otte from downtown, a triple.
Well, they've made two threes against good defense, so that's good offense by Marion.
12-8 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Riker, gives it up to Mullenauer. Long left corner, three ball. Oh, it spins around three times, comes out. Rebound, Hillsman to the Flyers. Forecourt right to Ronnebaum. Minute 50 to go, first period. 12-8, Jackson Center. High left, it's Otte. Straight away, Brady Ronnebaum again. Look out. Bingo, another one. Woo! From way outside, head coach Scott Elkert not happy with his club's defense all of a sudden.
That's three threes here in the first quarter.
12-11, back come the Flyers, trailing by one. Reichert left corner for Jackson Center. Ball rotated, Sosby, high right, now to Camden Reese. He darts down the lane to the rim, missed it, no good but a foul. Camden Reese will get two. Head coach Scott Elkert at Jackson Center barking out to his defensive club, what are you doing down here when they've got the ball?
Well, the last two times they've watched the guy make a three on him.
Right. Camden Reese toes the stripe for Jackson Center, and he makes it. Hit the front rim, backboard, hit the side rim right, side rim left, then the front rim again, and kerplunk, it fell through. Minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Good ball game. Jackson Center 13, Marion Local 11. Last 2 years, three overtimes played between these two clubs. Two OTs last year at the Flyers gym. Game won by Marion Local 2 years ago. OT here, won by the Tigers. Second free throw missed, and Marion Local can tie or take the lead of this possession. 13-11, Jackson Center. Hank's got the ball 25 feet away. Looks for help. Goes to Ronnebaum. Deep right corner. Dane Guttemiller in, 6'3 senior. Also in off the bench, Alex Kanapke, a 5'10 junior. Hand off to Guttemiller. He's at the elbow on the left. Looks at the clock. 48 seconds to go. Now Otte, 25 feet away. Nolan Fark in now off the bench for Jackson Center. Here's Ronnebaum, spin move down the lane, back to the basket, and bodies fall to the floor. And the Jackson Center player who went down was Fark, because he went down, The Marion local offensive player stepped on Fark's leg, and it's ruled a defensive foul.
Well, it's got to be. Tough as that is on Fark. That was a foul.
Tough one to take, but
it's either that or they would have had to call it travel, and that would have been unfair to Marion. So,
yep, correct decision by the official. Baseline right. Ronnebaum feeds in low on the left. Here's a little five-footer looped up by Peyton Oddy. In, out, no good. Wouldn't stay. Spun around. Rebound Jackson Center. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Tigers 13, Flyers 11. 30 feet away on the right at Sosby. Now Reichert between the rings. Aiden's got the ball, hangs on. Has Reichert scored yet, Chuck?
Yeah, he's got two.
2 points, one bucket. And his supporting cast has the other 11. 8 seconds to go, first quarter. Reichert, head of the key, foul line, jumping, shooting, barely grazed iron. Rebound Marion Local, a second left. A long one, 50-footer, nearly went in. Ike let it fly. It was close. Good first quarter. We thought it would be nip and tuck. Jackson Center 13, Marion Local 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyn & Hoyn Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyn & Hoyn property off Retker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home, 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyn & Hoyn Builders in Anna. Online at HoynandHoynBuilders.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months, same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
And thank you so much. The Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. A new business partner with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, rapid COVID testing, too, at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Opening seconds, second quarter, Jackson Center 13, Marion Local 11. Here's Fark outside the arc on the left for the Tigers. Cross court to Regula. Regula on the left-hand bounce. So far, Marion Local has won the three-point shooting contest. Jackson Center got off to an early lead. Here's Regula challenge, baseline right, floater, no good. Rebound Hillsman down the floor for Marion Local. Top of the circle, hands to a teammate, Dave Guttemiller. Deep left corner, Ike. Ike gives it up to Peyton Oddy. Marion Local can tie or take the lead. A minute 15 into the second. Here's Hillsman. Now Ronnebaum. Ike, he tries to dribble into Sosby. Sosby gets a mid on it, yanks it away. It's on the deck, a scrum. Jackson Center arrow. Tigers ball. 13-11, Jackson Center, but 6:38 to go, second quarter. This game so far, Chuck, seems to be played at a faster pace than recent Tigers-Flyers contest.
Yeah, but the scoring is still not exactly flying up there. I mean, Marion's got their 11 because they made three threes.
What you're saying is it may not take 40 to win the game. Might require 45.
It might.
Two very good defensive juggernauts. Bad pass, Jackson Center. Ike on the theft. He marches down the floor. Awkward shot. He knew that he would draw contact. He did, and he gets two at the stripe. Chance to knock the count. Two-point lead, Tigers, 13-11. Tell you what, Chuck, since the first 2-3 minutes of the game, Marion Local's defense has been awfully good.
Yeah, Jackson hasn't had a real good look at the basket for about 4 or 5 minutes of game time.
Free throw, Ike. It's in, 13-12, one-point lead, Tigers. Again, I remark, as I did in the pregame, this Marion Local defense held McCain-Finkenbein of Anna to two. Count them. One, two field goals the entire four quarters. That is crazy.
That's amazing.
13-13 tie. Both foul shots in for the Flyers were even up. After Jackson Center bolted to a three-possession lead in the opening 3 minutes of this game. Sosby high left to Reese, back to Sosby. Reichert comes out to catch. Hillsman all over him. Charlie's been on Aiden Reichert like glue. To Regula, mid-post Reichert on the arc. Sosby launches, missed it off the flange. Loose ball left corner, tracked down by Mullenauer. He's double-teamed to Reichert. Out of trouble, baseline right to Regula. Now a reset on the arc to Sosby. Reichert puts it on the deck, squeezes between a couple players. Might have traveled. There's contact. Foul. Is it in the act of shooting? A bailout by the Flyers and the referee.
Yeah, he wasn't going to make that shot, but they did bump him before he traveled.
Yeah, he would have made that in horse, unguarded. Free throw, Aiden Reichert. Swish. 14-13, Jackson Center by one. 5:37 left in the second quarter. Very good JV game. In fact, we came online and on radio as the JV game was concluding, and Jackson Center won it by, what, two points? Marion Local had a possession in the last several seconds. Jackson Center had fouls to give, and Marion Local did not get a good shot to tie or win. Second free throw, Reichert around and out, but a good offensive rebound. Baseline right by Regula. Tigers control. Here's Camden Reese, 25 feet away. Picked up tightly by Peyton Hottie. Right corner, Mullenauer. Now Sosby between the rings. Around a Reichert screen. Fade away. Sosby short. Clanged off the rim. Into the hands of Hillsman. Flips it down the floor to Eink. Baseline right. Hits a cutter. Barreling into the lane. Caught on the run by Alex Kanapke. And he gets a shove in the back from a Tiger. Missed the shot. Was well below the backboard. But he earns two at the charity stripe. 5:03 to go, second quarter. 14-13 Jackson Center. Alex Kanapke in off the bench, 5'10 junior. Swish on the free one.
Well, that's how you beat a good man-to-man defense. You beat it down the floor.
Ben Kanapke had been out for a few minutes for the Flyers. He's back in. Hottie gets a breather, so does Eink. Here's the second shot on the way by Alex Kanapke. In and out, hits the rim again, and falls into the lap of Fark of Jackson Center. Tied at 14. This shapes up as a very tightly played contest that will go to the wire. Here's Fark, 30 feet away on the left. Defensive heat really picking up. A lot of intensity displayed by both clubs in the defensive half court. Reichert outside the arc of the left. Goes to Fark, back to Reichert between rings. Right side, Sosby picked up by Ranabom. Here's Eichert. Oh, got away with a walk at the elbow. Fed it to Fark. High right to Sosby. Jackson Center can't penetrate. 4:22 to go in the first half. Pace of this game, scoring-wise, has been grinding to a halt. Here's Fark. Fakes right, goes left. Good tight defense. He wanted to drive. Stopped by Tate Hess. 6'1 sophomore is in now for Marion Local. Reichert on top on the bounce. Still dribbling. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Reichert, fakes right, goes left, squeezes his way down the lane, flings it toward the basket, high off the glass, no good. Rebound, Marion Local, long throw down the floor, run out, Alex Kanapke, oh, it swung around the rim, came out, Tigers get the board, cross court to Sosby, Sosby in the left corner, now he backs it out. Marion Local missed a chance right then.
Yeah, he'll make that 9 out of 10.
Yep. Game even up at 14. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Near palming violation by Fark to Mullenauer. Baseline right, Camden Reese. Turnaround banker from 8. Oh, it swings around the rim and spirals out. Tough break. Whew. Both teams with shots so close. There's a lid on it right now. Marion Local snatched the rebound. And we are knotted at 14. It has been a defensive battle here in quarter number two. Shots won't go through. On the weave, three-pointer, Ronnebaum, Marion Local, back iron, no. Long rebound, Sosby, body fly, gives it up to Reichert. Bounce pass baseline, left to Mullenauer. Spin move to the rim, up and good. Both teams have scored 3 points now in this quarter. Marion Local doesn't have a basket. Three free throws.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's how good these two teams play defense. And we expected it when we came online. Our first few words, welcome to a defensive tussle tonight. And that's what we've got. Shot fake. Ronnebaum dumps it off to a teammate. On a weave, bounce past Tate Hess, bobbled, stolen to Jackson Center. Reichert blazes a trail down the floor. Hits Reese on the arc. 2:12 to go in the first half. 16-14 Jackson Center. Reichert mid-post. On the arc to Sosby. Three-point launch, short, no good. And Fark goes over the back on the rebound. Foul, Tigers. Jackson Center's fourth. Marion Local's got two. 16-14. Jackson Center leads, 2:03 to go second quarter.
Sosby's had two really good looks at threes, and he's just been off the rim.
And can't find the range. Tell you what, Chuck, these two clubs adjusted to the other's offense over the first 6 to 8 minutes, and the defenses have settled in. They are rock solid. Both clubs playing a lot of good, tight, switching man-to-man. Minute 56 to go, first half of the game. Marion Local's got the ball outside the arc on the right. It's Peyton Noddy. Ronnebaum, Ike in the corner. Marion Local looks for Tate Hess in the back cut, not open. Now Hess catches on the arc. Ball flung to the left side to Adi. Straight away, it is Dane Guttemiller, thought about shooting. Now Ronnebaum, minute 26 to go, first half. Jackson Center, but two. Here's a little 10-foot fadeaway outside the lane of the left by Hess. Hit the rim, off the glass. Rebound Jackson Center. Reichert barreling down the floor along the left side of the lane. Banked it in on the run.
Reichert. Marion Local wanted to travel on that, and I'm pretty sure he did.
Yes. Coming right back is Alex Ike. Look at him explode into the paint. What a move by Alex. He kissed one in off the window to retaliate after the Reichert goal.
Yep, Reichert did walk, Chuck. Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh.
Coach Elker didn't care for the defense on that last possession.
18-16, Jackson Center, but two. You know what's happening a lot this year, I think, as I was told by one official, some marginal travelings are being ignored intentionally if advantage is not gained. But on that last play, but right,
the layup
advantage was gained. Yes. 26 seconds to go, second quarter, 18-16. Jackson Center plays for one. 15-14. Reichert near midcourt. He's on the Tiger logo now. He is right near what the eye tooth of the Tiger. Here's Fark, left flank, 8 seconds to go. Cross-court Sosby. Reichert is doubled, and somebody jerked his arm. I don't think it's in the act of shooting. Reichert wants the shot to be called, but nope, ball out to the Tigers, far side of the hardwood. 2-point game, 18-16, Jackson Center, 5.1 remaining.
That's only three team fouls. If they would have called that a shooting foul, it would have been this side of the gym would have gone crazy.
Oh, it would have been highly controversial.
He truly was taking a shot. That's what he's trying to do.
Here is Sosby catching a midcourt. Sosby to Camden Reese, running one-hander, no good. Rebound Reichert, missed it. Oh, the Jackson Center bench wanted a foul on Marion Local. It is not called. It's been a rough and tumble first half, very physical. Jackson Center up a two-point lead. Scant margin, 18-16 Tigers at the end of the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 Ham FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Back here at Jackson Center, the habitat of the cat. What you hear in the background is the Jackson Center pep band. There is none louder here in West Central Ohio, that's for sure. I think over most of Shelby County on Friday and Saturday nights, you can hear the Jackson Center pep band competing with the crowd noise at other gyms.
They are loud, but they're good.
Halftime here at Jackson Center, 18-16 Tigers over the Flyers. Good first half, 10 points total between the two clubs in period number two. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Your amazing glass connection, tops in the industry. It's the clear choice. Chuck, take it away.
But the Tigers have an 11-9 rebounding advantage, 3-0 on the offensive board. Marion Local doesn't have an offensive rebound. The Tigers only turned it once. Marion Local turned it five times in the first half. 3-4 from the free throw line for the Flyers. 2-4 for the Tigers. Individual scoring for Marion Local. Bonnebaum has 6 on 2 threes in the first quarter. Then they have Eink has scored 4. They got 3 from Adi, 2 from Yulesman, a single free throw from Alice Kanapke. Ben Kanapke did not score. They scored 11-5, 16 for the first half. Jackson Center led by
Aiden Reichert with five. Then they got four from Regula, four from Mullenauer, three from Camden Reese, two from Trevor Sosby. They scored 13 and five, and they lead it 18-16 at the half.
I tell you what, Chuck, a 7 or 8 point lead in this game will be a monster advantage, tough to come back from.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody can pull away like that. The defense is just too good. Neither team has put together two or three offensive sets in a row for baskets. Neither team.
Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center must feel like he is playing basketball tonight inside a closet.
Well, yeah, he knows he's going to get double and triple team, and he does, and yep, they're doing a really good job. And I'll tell you what, Uelsman at 6'3", has given up a couple of inches, but he's got the quickness, and he's doing a good job of keeping Reichert on the top of the key instead of letting him get to the rim.
Oh, yeah. That's our halftime report brought to you easy for me to say, brought to you by AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
We'd like to welcome back to scoresbroadcast.com Bam Bauer Fertilizer and Seed in Jackson Center, New Knoxville, and Pemberton. It's our Local Equipment Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. We highlight a cheerleader from each school here at the half of boys' games. Our sponsor, Local Equipment, L-A-C-A-L. Local Equipment was conceived in L.A., California, moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982, and Local Equipment is our founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We highlight four Jackson Center cheerleader Haley Shields, sophomore cheerleader, daughter of David and Misty, 3.85 GPA, outstanding student is Haley. A couple of sisters, Brandy older, Lainey is younger, older brother Josh, and listen to this, Chuck, Haley takes part in track, 100 meter dash, 4x1, 4x2, long jump as well, volleyball, FCCLA, FCA, a TGIF club, choir, show choir, 4-H. When does she have time for a 3.85?
Well, she must be a pretty smart kid.
Uh-huh.
And quick if she runs and is a long jumper to go along with it.
Yep, no doubt. She will move on to the Upper Valley Career Center next year as a junior in high school and study exercise science. She'll major in college in physical therapy assisting. Thank you very much, Haley Shields, sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center. For Marion Local, senior cheerleader Kara Walters, daughter of Alan and Tammy, GPA of 3.8. Marching band, pep band, plays the clarinet, drama club, Scholastic Bowl, National Honor Society, Eucharistic Minister at Church, volunteers for Girl Scouts, University of Findlay and Human Resources her major. You talk about two extremely active young ladies.
That's impressive.
Who cheerlead at their schools. I don't even know how they have time to cheerlead.
If you interviewed me, mine would be I spend a lot of time watching TV. Sometimes I do basketball games.
Thanks to Kara Walter, senior cheerleader at Marion Local, Haley Shield, sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center, recognized by Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks so much to all the staff and associates at Local Equipment, including Mary Lee Smock and Roger Dietrich. We owe them gratitude. Founding sponsor, couldn't have gotten started in 2006 and 7 without Local Equipment's help. 18-16 Tigers. We start the third quarter. Baseline jump shot by Hillsman of the Flyers. No good off the heel. Long rebound down to Jackson Center's Riker. Into the forecourt. Baseline right. Slithers. Banks it. Makes it. Nicely done by Riker. How many for him, Chuck?
He's got seven now. Seven of their 20.
4-point lead Jackson Center. Riker took that ball just beyond the center line and worked his magic. Here's Ronnebaum on the arc for Marion Local. Hand off to Ike, 6'1 senior, who's headed to Capitol. 30 feet away, Ronnebaum deep in the corner. Flips it back out high to Ben Kanapke. Coming off a screen is Hillsman. Jackson Center gets away with a boot on the basketball. It rolls the center line where Ike traces it down. Gives it up to Ben Kanapke, right corner. Picked up a regular. Jackson Center's defense pretty sticky right now. Here's Mullenauer on Ronnebaum. It goes to Ike inside the arc, doesn't shoot. Little two-man game going on. Ronnebaum and Ike back to Ben Kanapke. 6'5 lad comes out to catch. Here's Peyton Oddie against Camden Reese into the lane. No shot. 90 seconds gone. Third quarter, 20-16. Jackson Center before. Marion Local's Ike, head of the circle, foul line, elbow in the left. He's double-teamed. Jackson Center tries to claw the ball away. It's called a foul, and the Tigers look clearly like it was a jump. And yeah. It's out of bounds to Marion Local below the rim.
Either a jump or a travel. I'm not sure how Tyler Lee, who made that call, was so screened out. I'm not sure how he got that call in.
Break for the Flyers, who inbounded. On the arc to Ike. So many of these calls, Chuck, are 50-50.
Oh, yeah.
Referee's on it, sells it, you play on. Left wing, Peyton Oddie, long three try. Ooh, he connects. That was from distance, a beauty. We were looking right over the shoulder of Peyton, and that ball looked good in flight all the way, and it tickled the twine. Three-pointer for Oddie, 20-19. Jackson Center up one, 5:48 left here in the third. Jackson Center 12-4, Marion Local 8-6. Doing battle in a close contest, just like usual, year after year. Here's Camden Reese down low on the right for Jackson Center, muscling his way in. Marion Local bodies him and fouls him. A couple of free throws here for Reese.
Well, you look at Jackson Center. They played Toledo Christian last Saturday. They're playing Marion Local tonight. They go to Minster next Saturday.
Uh-huh.
They don't shy away from their non-league schedule.
Oh, no. These two clubs play rigid schedules to start with. Shelby County Athletic League, Midwest Athletic Conference, gets no tougher for small school sports basketball than these two conferences.
Just makes them better at the end.
Yes, indeed. You're tournament prepared. One free throw made, one missed, but Camden Reese, 21-19, Tigers up two. Two and a half gone, third quarter. Here's Ike on top to Hillsman. Game being played close to the vest now. Good offensive shots at a premium. Oh, here's a nifty drive. Ike right down the lane, and he scores. Oh, he threaded the needle. He found his way between a couple Tiger defenders, split them, broke to the basket, put it up and in to tie the game at 21. Here's Sosby out of the left corner for Jackson Center. Rimmed a three-pointer. Rebound down to Marion Local. Quickly, forecourt left. It's Ronnebaum on the arc to Oddie. Marion Local shooting for the lead here. Ben Kanapke straight away to Hillsman. Flyers working it around. Marion Local dropped their first four games on a surge since. Did lose at home last night to a very good Minster team. Here's a spin move by Ike, mid-post area, and his arm is jerked on by Jackson Center as he was releasing a shot toward the rim, and Ike
with a herky-jerky move, is given two free throws.
I'm starting to see the Capital connection now.
Uh-huh. Shot is good. 22-21, Marion Local sneaks ahead by 8 points. Ike fouled in the act of shooting. The big 6'5", Ben Kanapke sits, as does Ike. Or I should say, Ronnebaum is out. Ike's at the stripe. Second free throw right on target. And Marion Local has edged in front, 23-21, 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Tell you what, Chuck, Jackson Center got 8 points out of the chute in the first 3 minutes. And Marion Local's defense has taken it to the Tigers ever since. Here's a post-up move by Mullenauer in the lane. Wow. Oh, look at that fadeaway, but Jace hits it from 8 feet. 23-all tie. 4:19 to go, third quarter. 25 feet away, it's Adi for Marion Local. Gives it up on top to Alex Kanapke. Looks for a cutter, can't find one. Then rotates it right side to Ike. Outside the arc to Kanapke, picked up by Regula of Jackson Center. 3:56 to go, third quarter, 23-23 tie. Way out on the right side of the floor, it's Marion Local. Now straight away to Charlie Hilsman. Jump shot from three-point land short, and Marion Local climbs the ladder on the rebound and fouls over the back. Down to 3:48 to go here in the third. Marion Local had gone ahead briefly at 23-21 at about the 4:20 mark of the third. Mullenauer hit a fadeaway shot in the lane for Jackson Center to knot it. Now here's Reichert, fakes left, goes right. He's doubled in the paint area. On the arc to Sosby, right back into Aiden. Wow. Up and good. Fine look with Sosby.
Yeah, it was. He had a shot at a three, but he faked it and threw it right back into Reichert.
Reichert was deep, had a man on his back. Good position, in close. Long three-point shot, Marion Local, gunned by Ike. No good off the flange. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Regula bolts down the floor. Baseline left, eight-footer, in and out. No good. Tough break, rebound Flyers, who trail but two. 3 minutes left in the third.
Had a tough shot.
Uh-huh. Here's Ronnebaum, three-point land. Front rim, hangs, comes off to Mullenauer. That was online, just shy. Mullenauer explodes, drives, lost it. Flipped it to Sosby on the arc. He fumbled it. Gave it up to Camden Reese. Jackson Center, 25. Marion Local, 23. Long three-pointer, Reichert for the Tigers. Yes, he buried it. Switcheroo. Long ranger by Aiden Reichert. He can go inside and out.
Oh, yeah. He's a heck of a basketball player.
Well, he'd start in the post for Centerville, Wayne, Northmont, Miamisburg, you name it.
Yeah.
Springfield, schools in Columbus, Cincinnati. He's the real deal. Timeout, Marion Local, which falls behind the five. Seven straight for the Tigers. 2:29 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Nice surge here by Jackson Center. Seven quick points in the last 95 seconds. Jackson Center's overtaken Marion Local, which led by two. It's now a five-point cushion for Jackson Center as Ike makes a great drive down the right side of the lane, and his layup off the backboard rim rolls off. Oh, it wouldn't go in. Jackson Center got the rebound, and Marion Local fouls on a push, and the Tigers get it out of bounds. Up five, 2:17 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, well, they're really looking to get the ball inside the Reichert now, and they're having a little trouble not fouling him.
Here's the ball lobbed to Reichert, top of the circle, baseline left, Mullenauer buries the short corner jumper. Jackson Center pulls away by seven, nine consecutive points. Danger time here for Marion Local.
Top of the circle, Eink gives it up near side to Alex Kanapke. Outside the arc, it's Ronnebaum. Straight away to teammate Charlie Hilsman. Popping out to catch, right wing, Alex Kanapke picked up a regular. Good cut to the rim by Eink. He gets the pass, missed the runner. Offensive foul call. I don't know if the Jackson Center defender was too far under. I think he was for me. I would have called.
Unfortunately, and I'll get my soapbox out like I do every year. They need to put the arc down there because, yes, that was a charge, but you shouldn't be able to take a charge directly under the basket.
Me, as an official,
playoff.
If you're defending below the hoop, I let it go or call a block.
Yep.
Minute 41 left here in the third. Tough break handed to Marion Local right there. 30-23. Tigers up 7. Here's Camden Reese. Down low to Regula. Back to Camden on the arc to Sosby for 3. Off the back iron. Oh, what a rebound by Camden Reese. He soared in the air. Another possession for Jackson Center. Minute 18 to go, third quarter. Tigers 30, Flyers 23. Reichert 30 feet away on the left. Now he retreats. He's out at the Tiger logo. He's near that eye tooth, as I call it, in that Tiger's jaw.
Very nice, standing on the Tiger's butt.
30 feet away, Jackson Center spreads the floor. Regular, Reichert. 55 seconds to go, third period. Jackson Center, Chuck, has reeled off 9 straight. Marion Local hasn't scored in close to 4 minutes. Here's Reichert. 5-second count is on near midcourt. He gets rid of it just in time to Camden Reese. Down to 40 to go in the third. 30-23, Jackson Center. And the ball is loose on the floor. Flicked away by Marion Local. A run out the other direction. Driving layup, yes, by Ronnebaum. Jackson Center turned it over. Good hustle play by the Flyers, who cut the deficit to 5. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Sosby, Reichert. Reichert between the rings. Picked up 30 feet away by Ben Kanapke. 10, 9, right corner Regula. Looks at the clock, 5 to go. Regula starts to drive, bumped off the spot. Sees Camden Reese in the lane. Marion Local with a reach in, a slap down foul with 1.1 to go here in the third quarter. And Jackson Center clinging to a 5-point bulge. Well, it's an inbounds pass and a shot right out of the hand immediately. Looking below the rim, Tigers on the arc to Regula. Fadeaway 30-footer. Banked it. No good. Almost went in. 3 quarters in the books here at Jackson Center. Tigers 30, Flyers 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You know, our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster is the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist neighbors in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. We start the fourth quarter, long 3-point try by Jackson Center. Sosby off to the left, rebound Marion Local. Big possession here, 5-point game. More about Wygant in just a moment. Flyers attack. Eink, top of the circle, now to Ronnebaum, popping out to catch Peyton Noddy. Near wing, Hilsman, Jackson Center switching tightly. Good hedge outside the Regula. Marion Local stymied in the right corner, he's at cross court. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller Marks that instruction. 7:14 left in the fourth. 30-25, Jackson Center leads. Between the rings, Hillsman. Riker checks him. Hillsman doesn't dribble. Instead, hands off to teammate Ike. Ike between the rings. Right side pass goes to Peyton Oddie. Oddie looks down inside. Uh-oh, moving screen away from the ball on the Flyers.
Caught it on Hillsman. That's his second.
Yep. 6:55 to go. Fourth quarter. Jackson Center 30. Marion Local 25. Flyers worked the ball for a lot of seconds there, Chuck, for that play to end up in a screen foul. Took the possession away. Jackson Center attacks in the right corner. It's regular. Out high to Reichert. Hillsman on him like glue. Here's Camden Reese, 25 feet away, 6:34 to go in the game. Tigers lead by five. Camden Reese against Ben Kanapke. Mirrors off into the right corner. Kanapke with a hip. 1-1. Team foul 7 on the Flyers. And Jackson Center shoots. The officials are about set to give the ball to Reichert out of bounds, but it is noted that 7 fouls have been assessed against Marion Local in this half. And we've got Camden Reese strolling to the charity stripe.
He's 2 for 4.
Jackson Center up 5. Jackson Center with a 7-point run fairly late in the third quarter to gain this advantage. Camden Reese too strong on the free throw. Great offensive rebound, though, by Regula. He saved the possession. He gets the ball back in the right corner for a 3. Short, no good. Rebound thumped out of bounds by the Flyers, and Jackson Center retains it.
Man, they're just not shooting the ball at all.
No.
Getting good looks at it, but they're not making anything from the outside.
Nope. Riker to inbounds, baseline right. Not a typical guard shooting performance for Jackson Center this evening. Camden Reese, Regula, Aiden Reichert, left flank. Tigers up 5. We near the 6-minute mark in the fourth. 35 feet away, Camden Reese. He's being jostled. Gives it short corner to Mullenauer. Back to Camden. Whipped around the top of the circle. Here is Ike guarding Regula tightly. Regula's got it. Now Reichert in the post to do some damage on the arc to Sosby. Back to Regula. Fadeaway 3. Got it. He's got it. Regula finally zeroes in.
There you go.
Biggest lead of the game for the Tigers. 8. 33-25.
That was only the second 3, and Reichert had the other one.
Right. The guards have not been spot on for the Tigers tonight. Nonetheless, Jackson Center's defense has answered the bell. 8-point cushion for the home team. 5:24 to go, fourth quarter. Hillsman drives, gives it up right corner to Ronnebaum. 3-point fadeaway, Hillsman way off to the left. Saved inbounds by Marion Local, right to Sosby. Outlet to Regula. Right wing Camden Reese doesn't shoot. Hooks it back between the rings. And Jackson Center resets the offense. 3 minutes gone here in the third. Over-guarding foul, Marion Local, which became too aggressive. And from here on, Chuck, free throws for the Tigers.
Need to make them.
Team foul 8 on Marion Local.
They're 3 for 7 from the line tonight. They missed the front end of the last 1-on-1.
Tell you what, no one better to have at the stripe than Aiden Reichert. He shoots him at a 3 out of 4 clip. Ben Kanapke back in for Marion Local. Dane Guttemiller out.
We had a chance to push it up to 10, and that feels like a 15-point lead.
Yep. Aiden Reichert, free throw line, left foot slightly ahead of the right. And one bounce on the floor, swish on the free throw. The lead swells to 9 for Jackson Center, 34-25. Second free throw by Aiden, 2 bounces, fires, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound baseline right, Hillsman of Marion Local. 34-25 game, Jackson Center in the lead, under 5 to play. Here's a 3-pointer from the corner by Ike of Marion Local, no good. It skimmed off the rim, rebound is poked up in the air out of bounds, off Jackson Center last. Baseline left, Ronnebaum the playmaker for Marion Local looking to throw in. Lobbing way out high to Hillsman. Swings it to Ike. Hank fakes left, goes right, and spots up and shoots. Hits it, a three-pointer straight away. That's why he's going to Capital right there.
Yep, he's a good basketball player.
34-28, that tray by Ink brings Marion Local within six. It chopped one-third off that nine-point cushion for the Tigers. 4:24 to go in the game. Baseline drive, Mullenauer, Jackson center. Oh, he coughed up the ball. Out of bounds to the Flyers, who are playing real good defense.
That is only the third turnover by Jackson center tonight against this really good defense.
Yes. If Jackson center is taking care of the ball, that's one reason why the Tigers have a six-point lead. It is nip and tuck, 4:10 to go in the fourth. Jackson center had been up a nine until that Ink three. Straight away, top of the circle, handed off to Ben Kanapke. Between the legs on the dribble, pitches out back to Ink. 3:55 to go. Ink from 28 feet, too strong, hit the backboard, then the rim. Rebound down to Reese. Over to Riker. Back to Camden. Riker straight away, Hillsman on him. Oh, Riker nearly fumbled it, hangs on. Lost the dribble, gives it up to Reese, 30 feet away. 3.5 to go in the game. Jackson center in the bonus, 18 fouls on Marion Local. Popping out to catch is Riker. They clear the floor for him. Here comes the double team. Straight away, Mullenauer for three. He bangs it in. Oh, you pick your poison, you double and triple Riker.
Absolutely.
He gives it up to the open three-point shooter, and Mullenauer's been hot lately. And he smoked the Nets on that one. And the lead has expanded to nine again for Jackson center. Only 3:15 to go, fourth quarter.
I guess Chase up to 11 points for the game now.
37-28 Tigers. Long three fadeaway. Ink, Marion Local, bottom of the well. Woo, a beauty. Ink pours it in to make it a six-point game. Coach Gutta Miller gets a timeout. 3:08 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And as we were saying a few minutes ago, that 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant Development's newest neighborhood. It's really popular. Lots are going fast. Located on the southeast side of Minster, Stonegate is near Paris Street Park and within walking distance from the center of Minster. Custom build your new home at Stonegate with Wygant Real Estate Development. No substitute for experience. At Wygant, we continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. 538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, development.com. Jackson Center up six. 2:54 to go. Fourth quarter, 37-31 Tigers. They are in the bonus, 18 fouls of the Flyers. Dribbling at midcourt, getting a little careless on the play of Sosby. Stolen by Marion Local. Hillsman flips it down the left side to Ronnebaum.
Boy, Ink playing both ends of the floor. How the heck of a steal.
Yes, indeed. And now Marion Local with a three-pointer can make it a one-possession game. Straight on, it's Alex Kanapke. Outside the arc on the right to Adi. Here's Ink faking the three, goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Well, he wants to launch it. 2:18 to go. Ink, herky-jerky move, gives it up on the arc to Kanapke. Left side pass goes to Peyton Adi. Behind him to Ink. He lets it fly. 28-footer short. Rebound Jackson center. Big miss right there.
Well, I'll tell you what. Regula's got some ups. When he gets some rebounds, he can get up in the air.
Oh, yeah. He's got super lift. Fine spring. This Carson Regula. Here's a drive by Reichert. He got in trouble. Too much congestion. Coughed it up. Marion Local the other way. Euro step by Ronnebaum. Up and good. 37-33, turnover Tigers. One of only a few in this game, leading to a quick run out right there by Marion Local. Minute 36 to go. Up the left side goes Sosby. Sosby to Camden Reese. Nearly lost it, and a timeout is called. Minute 32 to go. Jackson Center 37, Marion Local 33. Heck of a game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, on Tuesday, Fort Loramie girls host New Knoxville as the Redskins try to get back on the beam after suffering that 22-point loss today at Lima Bath. That's Tuesday night on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Tuesday at 7 with the pregame, 7:30 tip to start.
Nice win today by the Buckeyes up at Wisconsin. Yeah, they've got them a 12-point win.
Yes. Yep, Wisconsin has shown some cracks in the armor even at home this year.
Well, you got the traitor that plays for them, Potter, and he didn't have a very good game.
Although, I tell you what, the home court advantage minimized.
Oh, without fans, yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Far side of the floor, Sosby inbounding for Jackson Center, which leads by a mere 4 points, a minute 31 to go. And being fouled right now is Camden Reese. This is the last of the one-on-one situations for the Tigers, who are up 4, 91 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
Camden is 2 for 5, and he missed the front end of his last one-on-one. He needs to make at least one of these.
One bounce, two bounces. Camden Reese fade, shoot the free throw. Way short. But guess who got the offensive board? Regula. He was nearly wrapped up and fouled in the corner. Head coach Gunnemiller can't believe his team didn't collect the defensive rebound. Instead, the Tigers got it, and it was knocked out eventually by Marion Local in the corner. Back in the game, Nolan Fark now for Jackson Center, a very good free throw shooter. And the ball is thrown by the Tigers into backcourt, where Fark goes and catches it. Stolen! Fark coughed it up. Driving layup blown by Alex Kanapke, and a foul by Marion Local. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Alex Kanapke got a steal at midcourt as Fark dribbled right into trouble. Alex took off, went the last 40 feet. Wide open layup, couldn't finish. And Marion Local's got to foul. That would have cut it to two, Chuck.
Two, yes.
With a minute 19 to go, anybody's game at that point. Fark was fouled eventually. Double bonus for him. Free throw, no good. Too much mustard on it.
He didn't stay on the line while he was fading backwards.
Yeah. Not good technique. Tigers sensing the pressure right now. Second free throw by Fark. A little better form,
yep.
And that one is through. 38-33. Jackson Center in the lead by 5. Boy, that last layup missed by Marion Local was costly.
They've had two of them because I got into the lane and missed the easiest shot he's had all night.
Too. Sure did. 65 seconds to go. Jackson Center up 5. Ike looks for the screen. Lets it fly. 28-footer off to the left. Rebound Regula of Jackson Center. He went airborne. Skied nicely. He's double-teamed in backcourt. Throws it away. Reichert got it. Open player Mullenauer. Layup good. Scattered floor. Tigers get a cripple at the other end. A snowbird. And they lead it to 7, 40-33. Long three-pointer, Marion Local. Rimming in and out, no good. Rebound, Riker, 37 seconds to go. Foul, Flyers.
The Flyers have no offensive rebounds for this game. None.
That's crazy.
You think one might just fall into your lap.
What is incredulous is about it, not only that stat, but the fact that they've been within striking range the entire game.
Yep.
And had it not been for a missed layup a minute ago, it would have been a two-point contest. Reichert was fouled, swishes the free throw, double bonus, and the lead is extended to 41-33 with 36.9 to go. Second shot here, Aiden Reichert. Jackson Center has missed its share of free throws. Marion Local, its share of in-close shots. Second shot by Reichert, also good. Timeout, Jackson Center, 9-point game, 42-33. in favor of the Tigers, 36.9 to go. So many thanks to our great anchor business partners here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. The Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage. SecureCom and Minster, S-E-C-U-R-com, online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. We've got you covered. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Clancy's Restaurant underscores our post game. We'll hear from Clancy's in just a moment. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. And gratitude to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Well, after the timeout by Jackson Center, Marion Local gets a quick jump shot to go down. Was that behind the arc, Chuck?
Yeah, they spread the floor, and Ike just brought it down, beat his man, and did about a 25-footer. He's got three threes here in the fourth quarter now.
And Jackson Center's lead is six.
Yeah, it's still two-possession game, but yeah. You're going to have to make free throws because you get it in, they're going to foul you.
That was an important shot there by Ike because that shaved a nine-point lead for Jackson Center. As you noted, Chuck, cut it to six. Two-possession contest. Marion Local within striking distance as we close out this contest. Similar JV game won to Jackson Center. It went to the wire. Marion Local had a final possession down two. Couldn't get a shot off as Jackson Center had fouls to give. A Marion Local foul here would result in a double bonus. It's inbound to DeFark, 80 feet away, and he's yanked on by Ike. That was his only choice once the Tigers got the ball onto the court. 28.3 to go. Two free throws, Fark. He's one of the couple best free throw shooters on the Tigers team. In fact, in one game recently we covered, he shot the technicals. He was selected by head coach Scott Elkert.
That tells you.
The sixth man comes in off the bench, but the best foul shooter in tight situations. And guess what? He just buried two in a row to prove it.
Those were big.
44-36. Jackson Center up eight. 28 seconds to go. And Fark gets the glad hand along the bench. Here's Ike over the center line, lets it go, banked a 35-footer. It circled around, came out. Rebound Jackson Center, double-team Marion Local. Ball thrown to Sosby, ahead to Mullenauer, leaking out the other way. Layup good, and it's a 10-point game. Final score is not going to reflect the closeness of this game. Long three-pointer, Marion Local chucked up there short. Rebound Tigers, and that's it. Jackson Center, 46. Marion Local, 36. Chuck, I reflect back on the third quarter. A two-minute stretch. Jackson Center reeled off, I think, 9 points in a row to go from two down to seven up.
They were down 23-21, and then they were up 30-23.
Yep. And that was the deciding stretch in this contest. Jackson Center becoming more well-rounded as this season progresses. It's not just the Aiden Reichert show. This club is going to be dangerous in the D4 boys tournament. Jackson Center wins it, but 10, 46 to 36. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and they'll service your home loan from start to finish. A fast service, friendly serving bank, Osgood, in Chickasaw, Osgood, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. More basketball for you on Tuesday. Fort Loramie girls host New Knoxville. The Rangers, very superb club this year. Could be a good game on Tuesday night as the Redskins try to bounce back from the loss to Lima Bath by 22 points this afternoon. More than likely next Friday night, it's Fairlawn at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. 1 week from tonight, this Jackson Center Club on the road at Minster. Those are our three upcoming games.
Should be three really good games.
Oh, yeah. Fort Loramie, New Knoxville girls on Tuesday, Anna Fairlawn boys on Friday, and 1 week from tonight, Jackson Center boys, who win tonight over Marion Local, taking on Minster in another one of those interesting Shelby County League Midwest Athletic Conference matches.
We haven't seen Fairlawn yet,
have
we?
Nope, have not.
Yeah, I know they had some COVID problems middle of the season, and I think they've got everything under control again.
Coming up in on the 30th of this month, Bodkins travels to Fairlawn. That's next Saturday night. We may catch that Fairlawn-Bodkins game the following Friday back at Bodkins.
Yep.
As it has become a three-team race in the Shelby County Athletic League, with Anna in the lead, a 7-2 mark, Bodkin 6-2, and Jackson Center's got three setbacks.
Well, you don't have to go very far to find the difference in the game. Jackson out-rebounded them 28-13 and 7-0 on the offensive boards. Both teams took care of the ball. Six turnovers by Jackson, five from Marion Local. Tigers were 9-16. That was including 6-10 in the fourth quarter. Marion Local shot 5-6. Ike scored 17. He had 9 in the fourth quarter, three threes. He's the Clancy's player of the game for Marion Local. And on the other side, they had 2 with 15. Mullenauer had 15. Reichert had 15. They got 7 from Regula. I thought he had a terrific game. I'm going to go with Jace Mullenauer as the Clancy's player of the game for Jackson
and
Center.
Tigers with a, 28-point second half. That was the difference.
Yeah. Yep. They scored 12 and 16, and then 9 and 11. So,
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Been a long day, Jack.
Oh, yeah, we complete our doubleheader Saturday. Girls game in Lima this afternoon, here in Jackson Center tonight. These two clubs, the Flyers and the Tigers, interesting rivalry over the years. Defensive game each and every season. Jackson Center lost in two overtimes last year at Marion Local. 2 years ago here, the Tigers won in OT. This could have been a two-point game with, about 3 minutes to go, had Marion Local not miss the layup after the steal at midcourt.
Right. They did a good job. And I mean, Jackson actually, they had one turnover at halftime. They turned the ball over five times, three of those in the fourth quarter that were kind of crucial, and Marion didn't take advantage.
So many thanks to Haley Shields, sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center, and Kara Walters, senior cheerleader at Marion Local. They were recognized here tonight by LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Haley, active in so many different things, track, 100-meter dash, 4x1, 4x2, long jump, FCCLA, FCA, choir, show choir, daughter of David and Misty Shields, and Kara Walters, senior cheerleader at Marion Local, daughter of Alan and Tammy, 3.8 GPA like Haley, a marching band, pep band, clarinet, drama club, scholastic bowl, eucharistic minister at church, volunteers for Girl Scouts. Wow.
Yeah.
Those were highlights of the game.
And she cheers.
Yes. Those were highlights of the game as much as the game.
Well, my daughter was a cheerleader, and, you know, I coached a lot of years. Until she got into cheerleading, I had no idea how hard they work. They work just as hard as the basketball team does.
I don't see how these young ladies have time to be that involved and record 3.85 GPAs.
I didn't do it. I played basketball, and I 3.85.
I had one extracurricular. I was basketball manager and struggled to get a 3.4.
They would have had to put that point someplace else on mine.
Again, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock airtime on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Fort Loramie girls at New Knoxville. Keep abreast of our website for any upcoming schedule changes. Right now, it's a three-game week next week, Tuesday night, Friday night, Saturday night. For our online audience on scoresbroadcast.com, for our radio audience on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Jackson Center, where the Tigers advance to 13-4 on the year after a 10-point win over Marion Local. 46-36 Flyers now 8-7, and you heard our presentation here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.